This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 26. For Tuesday, August 20th, I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stepping back on Tuesday due to a lack of support from most comparable oils. With the final settlement, the November canola contract gives up $8.40 at $565.10 per ton, and the January contract loses $7.40 at $576.40 per ton. The Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are mixed. Slight declines in crude oil are weighing on the oil seeds. Additional pressure on canola is coming from its November contract, continuing to be mired below its major moving averages. The prairies are to see scattered showers for most of this week, with daytime highs from the low 20s to low 30 degrees Celsius. The first labor dispute at both major Canadian railways at the same time is set to bring things to a halt the day after tomorrow. With the federal government taking a hands-off approach, CN, CPKC, and the Teamsters are on their own to reach a last-minute deal. The Canadian dollar is up on Tuesday afternoon with the loonie at 73.4 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 73 and a quarter. The results from day one of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour have soybean pod counts a little above those from last year, while Ohio pod counts are down a little bit. As for corn, South Dakota yields slip below from those from last year, as do yields in Ohio. The United States Department of Agriculture announces two flash sales of new crop soybeans. One is for 132,000 tons to China, and the other is for more than 239,000 tons to Mexico. The USDA Crop Progress Report keeps soybean conditions at 68% good to excellent, with corn holding at 67%, while U.S. spring wheat dips to 71%. As the spring wheat harvest pushes past 31% complete, the winter wheat harvest is just short of wrapping up at 96% done. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are narrowly mixed on Tuesday. The November contract closes unchanged at $9.76 per bushel. October soy oil tacks on 0.2 cents at 39.86 cents per pound. October soy meal loses $2 at $306.10 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn eases back 2 cents at $3.98 per bushel. December oats jump 11 cents at 318 and a half. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as Chicago December adds 4 cents at 556 and a half. Kansas City December is up a nickel at 561. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December gains 3 cents at 606 and a half. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 20th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.